Father God, I thank you for this opportunity for us to be worshiping here this morning. May all we do glorify you. When our thoughts go down a wrong passage, Lord, bring us back. Bring us back to the happiness and the joy that we can have when we turn to the Bible and read your word, turn to a friend and share your word, and just say our prayers to you, Lord. Be with us always. Amen. Okay, good morning, everyone. I cannot pass up on this time to share with you the many gifts that God shares with all of us. On this day that we celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles with an Eagles luncheon, it is good to be huddled up together. We celebrate San Francisco and the Steelers as well. How about that? Anyone else want to throw in their team? We're going to work through some pages of a very important playbook, and that would be your Bible. That Bible is offered as a gift to each of us. You may want to be prepared to record the play numbers on your game day playbook, that's your bulletin. I know that all of us want to be prepared every day following the Lord so that we don't have to make a Hail Mary play at the end of our game, right? We need to be prepared. With the gifts of the Lord, we are not going to be pushed past that line of scrimmage, nor will we be pushed out of bounds prematurely. Let's get in here to the game plan and review our strengths that are given to us as players on God's team. Today is Eagles Day. We're going to start with E. For enthusiasm. A person in Christ will indeed become filled with happiness and enthusiasm as the joy of something special has happened. Your lives change when you accept Christ as your Savior. You grow in love and you learn about the Lord. God wants us to be happy, to be enthusiastic. He provides for us so that the enthusiasm we have in our hearts containing the Lord's love will last into eternity. All we need to do is to give God everything we do. Prepare, pray, give it all to God. Our enthusiasm increases when we recognize and give thanks for all of our blessings. We need never feel that we deserve more. God provides for us what our needs are. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 8 from the New Living Testament is a psalm from David that is filled with enthusiasm about God's love. Psalm 103, starting at verse 1. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle's. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. David desired to praise God for all that God had done. He praised the Lord wholeheartedly for the benefits received from the Lord. David worshiped with all that he had within himself to honor and praise God. Let us praise the Lord with our whole being. He is the biggest blessing of all, and he delights in resting within your heart. People see that. How we treat others, how we serve others, Is it the way Jesus has taught us to treat others? Delight in his love. Share the enthusiasm. E is for enthusiasm. A is for abilities. We have been blessed with many God-given abilities, and using them for good and not evil makes life more fulfilling. His kingdom's purposes and glory become clearer. God loves each of us unconditionally. He gave his Son for us so that we may live with him forever. Ephesians 3:17-21. And then Christ will make his home in your hearts. As you trust in him, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power to work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations, forever and ever. Paul teaches that believers should ground themselves in their love for God and the knowledge and awareness of the love that they have for one another. The Lord is the rock of our salvation. Matthew 25:29 says, "To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have abundance." Think about your abilities. How are you able to serve others? Are you using your God-given abilities in your family, in your community? Jesus is the light of the world. Allow him to work in your life daily. E is for enthusiasm. A is for abilities. G is for the gift of gratitude. Let us think about how much God has given us and how often God helps us in our lives. We don't understand why the sad and bad things happen, but with God, we get through it. And when you are through it, you can look back and say, that incident, that occurred to bring me closer to God, and now my abilities are. You can add to the end of that sentence. God provides situations for you so that your abilities change and grow. When filled with gratitude and thankfulness, we are able to change the way we look at our life's circumstances. What a gift for Jake to be at that memorial wall for that gentleman to share his life story with. You were there for a purpose, Jake. You're here for a purpose. First Chronicles 16:34. First Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithfulness, his faithful love endures forever. Cultivate thankfulness in giving thanks regularly. This may seem funny, but when I get to the end of my road, there's a stop sign, it's a T-stop, and every time it's clear, I find myself going, thank you, Jesus, and then I feel silly for saying, thank you, Jesus, that he cleared the road for me, and then I go on with my list. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my church. Thank you for the food that we have on our table. But I pause and give thanks to God. Cultivate thankfulness by giving thanks regularly. This is for yourself and for your family. Set a time every day. It doesn't have to be at a stop sign, but set aside a time to be thankful for all the Lord has done for you. Giving thanks leads to thankful hearts. Let others know how wonderful God is. For the last month, I think it's just been changed, we had the sign about telling someone about Jesus. Did we take that opportunity? Did we shine with the love of Jesus and then share about the love of Jesus? Gratitude. E is for enthusiasm, happiness. A is for abilities. G is for gratitude. L is for leadership. Did you know that in the definition of leadership, it means leadership is the ability to create in others the desire to follow. Leadership, creating in others the desire to follow. As a Christian, you are a leader. Your words and actions show others how to follow Christ. Some of us may feel, oh my goodness, that's a big responsibility. I can't take that on. I'm not going to tell others I'm a Christian. I'm not going to share my faith because then I have to be perfect. That's not true. Know that in the midst of uncomfortable conversations, the Holy Spirit is at work in your life as well as in the listener's life. You want to know about the Lord enough to feel comfortable sharing about the Lord. And you lead the way, and people will follow. Micah, in Micah 2:11, lets the prophets know that they should not allow believers to feel comfortable or okay with their sinful lifestyles. So if you are a believer, you should not feel comfortable in doing the wrong things. Thus, you will be led to do the right things. Micah 2:11 in the NIV Bible, that's just the kind of prophet you would like. And in the NLB Bible, it says, suppose a prophet full of lies would say to you, I'll preach to you the joys of wine and alcohol. That's just the kind of prophet that you would like. Preach the truth. A sin is a sin. Don't let things go, because the more you let things go, the easier it becomes to let things go. Preach the truth. Share God's commandments and obey those commandments. Leaders need to nudge other believers to their full limits of understanding. The more you know, the more comfortable you will feel sharing. Expect the most out of those who lead as you worship the Lord together. Find joy worshiping the Lord together. Take on that leadership role. Pray about being the leader of your family, the leader in your marriage, the leader of the community that you work with. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. And then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Each of us will experience hardships. We have to learn how to endure them. Turning to a leader within a church or to someone who has experienced the similar incident will provide guidance and support as we learn to lay difficult circumstances at the foot of the cross. Never stop worshiping our Father in heaven. Place those hard times at the foot of the cross. We could certainly worry ourselves into a tizzy about many things in today's world. Bundle it up, place it at the foot of the cross. Those who have given up their man-centered life will begin a God-centered life. It will become a natural way for them to give to, and to provide help for others. Others will see God's love in you. That is God's desire. E is for enthusiasm. A, we are given abilities. G, we have a lot to share. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. Gratitude, showing our gratitude. L is becoming a leader. E is for encouragement. We are to be encouraged by listening and following God's instructions. We can be encouraged when God rescues and restores us. Be encouraged when God comforts you. Luke 5, 4 through 6. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Simon needed encouragement to take the next step. The Lord was giving him encouragement. Do the next right thing and believe. Believe. Peter was discouraged and tired, but he remained obedient to the Lord. He was lifted up by Christ and found comfort in his obedience. We are to be the encouragers. We are the spiritual gift to those who are in need or need renewal through encouragement. That's us. And believe me, you will find comfort in being obedient to the Lord. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. This is for the director of music of David. It's a psalm. "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard me cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him." Trust the Lord. David was waiting patiently to hear from God. Well, I just love that impression of God leaning over him, listening to David, being close to him, getting closer to him. And he prayed for deliverance from a crisis and got to a secure place with that encouragement from God. When we review God's blessings from the past and the ones that we have right now, it truly becomes a gift of encouragement for the day. So start your day by giving thanks for all of your blessings and all of your gifts. I read this quote: "Be especially careful when you are in need of encouragement. Stay close to God's word and other believers." For us, we need to turn to God's word and we need to be with other believers. Think about it. Who's on your team? E is for enthusiasm. A, abilities. G, gratitude. L, leadership. E, encouragement. S, strength. Our greatest source of strength is God. Amen. Have you asked the Lord about your special strengths? In prayer, ask him to show you your strengths and how you are to be using them, how you are to be building them. How are you to be serving God? Sometimes it is through our weaknesses that our strength becomes very evident, or that our strength becomes even stronger. We become stronger in the presence of God. 1 Corinthians 12:7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. I love that. We can help each other. Build each other up. The Lord provides believers a function to do and to know that each function that we do are doing and how we are living our lives, each is different. God is still providing. No one is left out. The strengths provided to us is not for selfish use, but for the good of the entire church, for the good of all people. I love it when I hear of football teams donating their incomes to helping others who are handicapped or hurt or injured or less able than they are. Maybe we all need, those who are able, need to do more of that in this world. How can we take advantage of our strengths? Sometimes our strengths are more evident to others than to ourselves. When someone mentions your strength, don't downplay that compliment. Announce that it is a God-given gift that you can do that. Continue to use your strengths to help others. Use your strengths to grow the church. Be prepared to share about God's love for each other. Know that God has given you specific strengths and abilities so that we may serve him in a way unique from anyone else. I know I've said this before, but sometimes it's just your smile that makes a difference in somebody's life. Ask God to show you how to use the gifts that he has provided for you. May we continue to love the Eagles football team and know that God loves us even more than that and that we love God more than the Eagles. God is our number one. May we enjoy watching the team when they are playing. May we pause during the game and take some time to recognize the gifts that he has given to each of us. It is through him that we thrive and survive and love. So A is for enthusiasm, your happiness. E is for enthusiasm, your happiness. A is for abilities. G is for gratitude, your thankfulness. L is for leadership. E is for encouragement. And S is for strength. There are so many more. I ran out of letters from the Eagles. I could have done team, Eagles team, right? But there are so many gifts that he gives to you. Recognize them. Take time to tell someone when you recognize it in them. I truly thank you for being good sportsmen, having good sportsmanship this morning. And be sure to stay for the Eagles luncheon. Our cheerleaders are working in the kitchen to create a lovely meal for all of us. We hope that each of you will stay for lunch today. At this point, are there any comments before I end in prayer that you would like to add or question about the sermon this morning? Go Steelers. The Go Steelers. May you never watch another football game without thinking of the gifts that God has provided for you. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for the many gifts that you have given us. We know that all of our blessings come from you. Help each of us to take time to recognize our gifts and to work toward developing our gifts. May we be willing to reach out to others and share all that we have been blessed with. We pray for hearts that are attentive to your leading. Ephesians 3:20, now all glory to God who is able, through your mighty power at work within us. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Let that be in our minds. You provide more than we can ask or think. We ask that you provide comfort for those people who have lost a loved one this week. We ask that you provide comfort for those who are not feeling well. We ask that you comfort our hearts and remind us of all of our gifts every morning this week and forevermore. You are so gracious. In your precious name, amen.